Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Tanji, and I'm so excited that you tuned in today. Today's show will be on the principle of forgiving and forgetting. And it's not true forgiving if you don't forget. You know, of course, I've got Jeannie here.
Super producer, Kitty of the City. Look, boo. Nothing but treats, no tricks on the Dr. Tanji Show.
Okay. And you heard it from her, guys. So thank you so much. We got a wonderful person that has already DM'd us, and we're excited that the East Coast is listening. And like I always do before we start a show, of course, you know, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day and for allowing us to have a wonderful show. And I want to dedicate this show to two very special people. And I've got really special people in my life. But these people came into my life. I met, and you know the story, I actually met her a couple of years ago. But we were kind of doing our own thing and not really in this space. And you know how God does it when your steps are ordered. And she came full circle, and she's here. And so today's show is dedicated to Jeannie. Kitty from the city.
That's not
Jones.
Fair. Dr. Tanji.
I know. That's why they call it the Dr. Tanji Show.
That's what you do. That's what you do. Make a major impact.
And to our Miss Jordan, and she knows who she is. She's very, very special to me. I say that because when people come into your life, oftentimes you've heard the soliloquy. Sometimes they're there for a lifetime. Sometimes they're there for a season. Sometimes they're there for a reason. And you have to know the difference. But you know, your heart doesn't lie. And when you're able to be a tabula rasa, a blank slate, and you're telling someone that I want to do this, and this is the medium that I want to use, and I'm really not sure how to do it. And you get someone, you know, don't let this lady with the pretty nose fool you today. She knows her stuff, and she makes you go hard. She makes you dream, and she forces you. You know, I used to have a problem with starting and stopping, starting and stopping. And messed around and met this woman. And now when you start it, you better finish it. So she believes that you should start with the end in mind. And believe it or not, that is a principle to start with the end in mind. Because as you know, we are here on this beautiful planet and we all have an assignment. And we better be busy about our assignment. We better get busy quickly. Also, I want to let you know that my heart goes out. My thoughts and prayers are with the families in Pittsburgh that unfortunately lost their lives, and other people lost family members and friends. And when the news broke, it just broke my heart that someone think that they can take a life. And that's a whole nother story, so I won't go there. But please know that our prayers are with them. I appreciate everything that each of you have done and are doing for those who are maybe looking and saying, wow, okay, she said it, you know. Of course, we know that glory goes to God. And for those who said, no, she ain't gonna do nothing, that's okay too. But to know that you do care, to my wonderful family and to every supporter, every text message, every DM, every person that stopped by and said hello to my Annie and to tell my mom that you do know that your daughter has a show. And my mom saying, no, I didn't. Well, I told her and she didn't listen, but it's okay. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about each and every one. So without further ado, I want to talk today about true forgiveness. And you know, we've heard it in times past. I've heard people say, well, you know, I remember what you did to me. I won't, you know, I forgive you, but I won't forget it. And it wasn't until I started using different principles, because I don't want to offend anyone. The principles that worked or that I thought was working had me begging, had me not being able to repay or pay or lie and steal and cheat. And when you know better, you do better. But the principle on forgiveness, that's a big one, because oftentimes if you entertain the hurt, if it was an instance where someone hurt you and you're entertaining that hurt, you'll find a way to get back to that spot that hurt you so badly. And if you're not careful, you'll invite people in to have a party with you. And you'll find yourself going over and over again and over again. And before you know it, days have passed and weeks have passed and months have passed and years have passed. And you're still holding on to that thing or those things or those successions of things or events that happened that where someone hurt you. And I get it. We've all hurt. We've all either have experienced hurt and we've all hurt. But the thing that I'm learning with that principle is, or what I have learned is, when you truly forgive someone, I mean, seriously forgive them, you activate that second part of true forgiveness, which is forgetting. And I can't tell you about a principle that I haven't experienced in my own life. I think that's a bit of hypocrisy to say that I am teaching or I'm sharing the principle of forgiving and not saying to you, okay, this is how you kind of exercise that. And it's difficult. But the analogy I'd like to use is, let's say, for instance, I accidentally step on your toe. And I step on your toe so badly that I draw blood and you're bleeding here and you're bleeding profusely. And I run and I get a first aid kit and I'm bandaging the wound and I'm telling you profusely, oh God, I'm so sorry. Would you please forgive me? I'm so sorry. And you're saying, well, no problem, Tanji. And you would think that that's the end of it, right? So the next time I see you, the next thing I'm doing again is, you know, you remember last week when I stepped on your toe and I caused you to bleed and I'm really so very sorry. And yet again, you're saying, no problem, Tanji. And then I see you 2 weeks from now then and I say, hey, do you remember when I stepped on your toe and I made your toe bleed? And God, I was just, you remember that moment? And you're saying, yeah, I remember it. And It don't hurt as bad. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. But man, you know, I just felt so bad. And then a month later, I see you again. And yet again, I'm asking, do you remember? And you're looking at me like I have lost my mind saying, look, lady, not only do I not remember your stepping on my toe, but Tanj, it's healed. It doesn't hurt anymore. I forgive you, and frankly, I kind of forgot about it. That's the same thing that I'd like to kind of illustrate with whomever may be experiencing a period in your life where you find it really, really hard. You know that, you know, your biblical principles or your Tibetan principles or whatever principles you're following, maybe you're Buddhist, and yet those principles teach forgive, turn the other cheek. But yet, in the back of your mind, you still hold on to, I forgive you, but I ain't gonna forget it. Then that, my friend, isn't really, that's not true forgiveness. See, true forgiveness uses the foundation of love, because at our core, we're created in it. We come from love. That is who he is. And not only do we come from him, but we're here to exude love in everything and everywhere we go, even the unlovable. And sometimes that's really hard. And you may be saying, well, that's love. That's the principle of love. What does that have to do with forgiveness? Well, it has a lot to forgive. It has a lot to do with it. Because when you truly love someone and you truly forgive them, you truly forget it. So yet again, to all of those who may be experiencing that, I pray that you will have that long talk with yourself, your God, and truly ask him to help you with knowing how to truly forgive someone and truly forget it. Because those things that used to make me cry, and again, I'm talking about me, they don't have that control over me anymore. And that didn't come overnight. It came with a lot of prayer, a lot of fasting, a lot of walking the floor, as my grandmama would say. But that's what we're here for. We're here to kind of bear one another's burdens. It may be a season that I'm in your life. It may be just for a reason, none other than to tell you, man, get up, get busy, go do what you're supposed to do. Share your gift with me. How dare you take that back? Or it could just be for you to be in my life forever. Wouldn't that be great? A lifetime. When you truly know how to love, you live every day of your life like it's your last. And you forgive real quick. And if you've hurt someone, you ask him, will you forgive me? I am so very, very sorry. So that's what I'm doing. I'm opening the floor right now. If I have done something to make you cry, to make you think ill of me or my quest to really make this world a better place, I apologize. And I hope that you will forgive me. And I hope that you will forget it. Because I have truly forgiven and I've forgotten. And I don't have to be reminded. So I'm Dr. Tanji. This is the Dr. Tanji Show. You can reach me at Dr. Tanji on Instagram. I think it's at Dr. Tanji Show. And on Facebook at Dr. Tanji Show. On Twitter, it's at Dr. Tanji Show. So it's real easy.
Yep, just follow at Dr. Tanji and you will find her. Okay? It's beautiful. It's all set up perfectly, just the way she is. Okay? And what I love about you, Dr. Tanji, you're so interactive with your listeners, your friends, just people you just meet. Before the show, we met with some women out in the lobby, and they were just so engaged with you just from your energy and presence. And that is your gift and what you bring in. I cannot wait until you make the announcements on everything we have set up. And you can't give it to them all at once. You can't, okay?
They wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, you want to slow walk it, okay? Little chunks, because it's so much. So much awesomeness. So, the remaining of this year and in 2019, let me tell you something. At Dr. Tanji, I'm telling you, follow, get connected now. We've got stuff for you, no matter where you are.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, man. I'm telling you, this woman makes you feel like you can do anything. Man, the God in her. How about that? But, it's I got to be honest, it's so refreshing to get up and no matter what you have to go through to get here, I do ask myself, man, how did I get here? And it's never boasting or bragging, because that's not the vein that I roll in, as my children would say. It's just I am grateful, and I learned that to be grateful and unthankful is just as bad as not being grateful and unthankful. You must, if you're going to exemplify or exude what gratefulness is, then you must be thankful for everything. I do want to mention that on last Friday, I celebrated 20 years of being cancer free. How about that? Glory be to God, right?
Amen. Mercy.
I know, right? And it wasn't until, I guess, a few years back, I remember saying, man, I'm so grateful, you know, I get to see 5 years and then I made 10 years and 15 years. But it wasn't until someone spoke to me the other day and they were talking about cancer and I'm thinking, wow. And I'm listening and I'm, while they were speaking, I'm praying under my breath and I'm thinking, man, I am so very blessed. 26 years and it's gone. And it was a malignancy in my thyroid and we got it before it began to spread. And I did one round of radiation therapy. And of course I take the levothyroxine now to balance the hormone. So a plug to everyone who may be going through signs and symptoms of what is this going on with my weight? Why am I itchy? Why do I have a dry patch? Why is my hair falling out? Why can't I sleep? Why am I being irritable? Please, 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 when you go in for your yearly checkup, or just going in for a checkup in general, make certain that you speak with your DO or your medical doctor or your nurse practitioner or whoever that person is that helps with your medical treatments and what have you. Ask him to run blood work. Ask him to do what we call a CBC, which is a complete blood count, and to pay close attention to your thyroid-stimulating hormone. It's TSH, T3 and T4 levels. You want to be sure of that. Oftentimes, we as nurturers, whether we are Black or white or whatever ethnicity or color or race that we are, sometimes as women, we'll say, oh, it's just, you know, I'm just tired. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, taking on this or I've got some stressors or what have you. But you want to take good care of yourself, please. Again, irritability, not being able to sleep at night, even palpitations where your heart is just racing, feels like it's going to race out of your chest. If you find yourself scratching and you have dry patches and loss of hair, just make sure you're taking care of yourself. With this being the last day of the month of October, we kind of set aside this month to make certain that women are taking really good care of themselves. So by all means, go to the doctor. Don't put it off.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Tanji. It's so important because, like you said, we're natural nurturers and right. We give and then right. We don't take care of ourselves. And like you said, it can be the smallest things. You yes. Got to listen to your body. And
absolutely.
Thank you so much for disclosing what to ask for when you go to the doctors. We all know that a healthcare system is in shambles and you've got to ask, inquire, and do this for yourself. We have become MDs, mm-hmm. you know, of our own selves mm-hmm. and family. So,
oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm like, can you pass out the degrees?
You know, not knocking WebMD, and I love those, you know, those outlets. But please, guys, you know, you really do have to take responsibility for your health. That's part of that love. You know, how can we say that I love you if I'm not taking care of myself? So we want to be careful with that. Okay, you're listening to Dr. Tanji at the Dr. Tanji Show, and we come on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard,
yep.
Pacific Standard, excuse me.
Every Wednesday, all yeah. over the world. Make sure you interact again at Dr. Tanji, and also we're here at LA Talk Radio, and you know it's amazing because, like I said, your following is just exploding. I'm just watching your growth and your momentum, and your inbox is going to become my best friend because it's overflowing, and they're so passionate about your segment. How did I get here? And like I said, sometimes it's we're challenged with just the layers of life right. we're bombarded with, and sometimes people are like, I did this, this, and that, and look at the miracle work that mm-hmm. I've been blessed with. Mm-hmm. This is something I wanted, and I'm here now living my dream.
How about that?
You know, I was sitting on my bed, or I was walking around, you know, the other day at the mall, and I was like, oh, I want to do that. And, you know, yeah. Hey, 3-6 months from now, it's like, look at you on air. You know
that?
What I mean? But look, somebody else, obviously, right? You have a message from New York. It's okay. Melanie. Dear Dr. Tanji, I was listening to your show last week, and it motivated me to hit your Instagram and Facebook messenger, hoping your eyes would find mine. My message for how did I get here? Okay. The segment. And Melanie says that she is already being asked about a New Year's resolution, which she says she resents. Mm. Melanie says she resents it because it's almost like a setup. Everything is January. And she said her, you know, challenge is being able to get past, you know, mm-hmm. February and having long-term, you know, well, short-term and long-term goals, Melanie is saying. And her question is to you, what do you suggest to when you set goals just so that they're consistent, not just New Year's resolutions, but it's something that you're constantly working on every month throughout the year?
Wow.
Excellent question.
Yeah, that is.
I'm like, cha-ching. Let me find out Melanie's been in my DM looking at my situation.
Ooh, Melanie, first.
New York.
First, thank you. Thank you so, so very much. I do not take that lightly nor for granted that you took time. And I look at time as that variable that that's the only variable that we cannot create. So when you take time, you're taking something that is so precious that you really can't put a dollar amount on and saying, listen, I'm taking time to listen to you because XXX. And for that, thank you. I want to break this where I can explain it, where you'll get the cusp of what I'm saying. New Year's resolutions, I stopped doing those long, long time ago. That's first and foremost. I think it was, 1994. And how do I know? Because that was when I had gone through the first and last treatment of radiation therapy. And I said, you know what? I'm just not going to be able to do this anymore. So my question to him was, him being Daddy God, was, now what? Now what do I do? You healed me. You saved me for this reason. Now what? And in that now what, it took me years, honestly, because I was trying to do things myself without honestly giving all of me to him. And here's what, I don't want to lose you on this. So I want you to follow me on this one. Resolutions, for the most part, do not work. Because they are self-sabotaging. And you'll say, well, what do you mean they're self-sabotaging? I've been doing it this way and it works. No, you've been doing, if you write it down, there is a principle that says you must write the vision. You gotta write it. Because that vision now gives, if you're submitted, okay? If you're submitted, let's say you're submitted to God, and you're writing down the vision, and you have no earthly idea how you're at A and you're trying to get to D, you give it to him. And it's not going to come back the way you wrote it. I promise you, I'm sorry if you think it's going to be that easy. Sorry, wrong answer. If you're writing, Melanie, a short-term goal, I like to start in increments of 30, but I start right here. In 30 days, I want to lose 10 pounds, okay? I'm going to write it down. Now, I'm not going to become obsessed with losing 10 pounds. I'm going to already see myself having lost 10 pounds. Seriously. Now, I've lost it, so I'm very grateful and I'm thankful because I've received it by faith. And that's what you're going to do when you're writing out your goals and your plans. You know that any place is better than here. So your objective is to get there. See yourself already doing it and receive it and feel what it feels like when you're writing that, not resolution, but that plan. Okay. for me, it was 10 pounds. I saw myself walking through the store, and I could feel how I, when I passed a mirror or passed a window or a reflection, I'm like, yeah, this feels good. Not becoming big-headed, okay, but just enjoying that moment. And then I found myself doing things that would get me there. Okay, I can't sit up and eat caramel popcorn. Nope. If I have a little bit of caramel popcorn, I'm going to sit there and eat the entire tub. And then if you're not careful, I'm going to get some ice cream. And then I'm going to go get some cookies. And then I'm going to say, in my wisdom, I'll just work out on Monday. So Monday, every Monday is going to be the day that I now get into position for you, dear. Write a vision. How do you want to see yourself? And believe that vision with every fervor that you have. And share it with people or a person that will be your accountability partner. That person, when you feel like, hey, I'm about to lose it. I'm about to say some stuff that I don't have any business saying. You'll call that person. Or you'll remember something that person has said to you very sternly, because you want to get someone who's going to be honest with you. You don't want anybody just saying, oh, girl, you know, just it'll be OK. You know, just do it again tomorrow or start over. You want someone to ask you those serious questions. Why'd you do it? What were you thinking? And be OK with those questions and be OK with those answers. And then forgive yourself. And then you get back up. And until you reach that target goal, you continue doing it. And I mean it. Okay? Not to come off preachy, but I, for you to take time again for something that you can't create, I want the very best for you. I want you to make it. And whatever it is, I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you loving life and enjoying yourself on this journey.
Great advice, Dr. Tanji. Just make me ready. And now I'm ready to break through the window. Also want to say hey to Joyce and Lanita, who are interactive with at Dr. Tanji Show. And they even ask, with having the vision or the goal you said, write down, when you get sidetracked, what do you suggest? It's life, whether it's somebody you're involved with, a family, a job that you know, constantly puts you in a different position. Mm-hmm. When you have to get through that challenge, what do you do, Dr. Tanji?
Glad you asked. Joyce and Lanita?
Lanita.
Thank you
in
so
LA.
Very much. Hi, how about that? Thank you guys so very much for tuning in, and thank you for asking that question. Expect the unexpected. And here, and I really do give way for that, because it's going to happen. I say it comes with the territory. Case in point, I knew as a young child. Remember, I have this Annie, my mama, and when I ask her, you know, can I go to med school at 10 years old or what have you, and she told me yes. Well, her answer was, "Do you believe in God?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do." She said, "Then you can do anything you put your mind to." I believed it. So as a young child, even though it took me 21 years, imagine that. Everybody in school is saying, oh, you're so smart. Tanji's going to be a doctor or whatever that looked like, right? And lo and behold, 21 years later, with 3 children, divorced, and 2 dogs, I moved from Jackson, Mississippi, and go to El Paso, Texas. And I could have easily said, you know what, it's just, you know, after the first baby, it's just not going to happen. The second baby, it's not going to happen. Third baby, it's not going to happen. But I remember what my mama said, and I remember my answer to her. So I didn't really have any other choice, because if you are this God that my mama said, all I had to do is believe in you. And I can do the work and become, of course, this didn't come until later, but we don't have a choice in the matter. There is something that we are all supposed to be doing. And I take that very serious now. as opposed to how I used to. So once you write it, then you expect delays. You expect people to tell you you can't do it. Expect people to pull the rug. Expect them to talk about you. Expect them to hate on you. Expect them to support you. But what do you expect? Mm. What do you want to do? Do you want to be at the end of this beautiful thing called life? And everything that you were supposed to be doing, you don't? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not on my watch. We've got work to do. And that work is to become. We've got purposes. We've got dreams. We got to help everybody. Help us get there. Help us get there. And that includes you. So by all means, expect the delays. But don't quit. No shortcuts. No more, I could have done it, but, you know, I didn't have the help, but, you know, because whatever it is that you can say, my right hand, I promise you, I can too. Who would have thought coming out to this beautiful place, Los Angeles, California? Are you crazy? And then being homeless? Ouch. But you can go back. That's not an option. When you've written the vision and he's made it plain, and then you got other people that can read your vision and will run with it, you don't have a choice in the matter. So no matter what, that's what we do, guys. We do tie a knot in that thing called hope and faith, perseverance. And no matter what, you get up and you keep doing it and you keep doing it. And you may fall down again and you keep doing it. And they may see you bleeding, but you keep doing it. And they may laugh at you. It's okay. Don't quit. And I really do mean that. Amen. I'm done with that.
And so perfectly, Dr. Tanji. You're so funny. Get it done. Get it done. And then again, if you have a question, need to interact with Dr. Tanji, just look, just follow at Dr. Tanji, all social media outlets. And she's available here live every Wednesday. But like I said, I love the fact that you interact with people throughout the week. I mean, but that's just who you are and what you've been doing all of your life. But now it's through media.
How about that?
Yep.
About
I love that? It.
What an assignment, guys. And I would always, always welcome your comments. Honestly, I do. Constructive criticism is good, but we don't have a place if you're not about your own business. Be about your business, and then we can definitely talk and kind of exchange ideas. But to be critical of someone who is living, not so much. We don't have any place for that. But you're more than welcome to call in at 323-203-0815, LA Talk Radio. We're having fun. And we're doing things.
Dr. Tanji, one of my homies in Washington, D.C., who remembered me talking about you when, you know, we were just discussing the ground of producing this show. And, you know, he said, well, I want to see her every day. I said, wait on it. Wait on it. We got some announcements coming. Just wait on it. But he hit me again after again listening last week. And hopefully, Charles, you're listening this week. He wanted to know if you were planning to do any writing.
Ouch.
Who else just... Ooh, did Charles. We just talk about it? Charles, were you in our production meeting?
Oh my gosh. For those who know that I have been writing a book for how many years now? First, I forgive me for wasting time. I have 15 books that I can honestly write right now. But what I am My plans are to seriously write the book, just get it done. Jeannie has already said it how many times now? So get it done. Yes, Charles, to answer that question, I plan to write 15 and I plan to leave 15 for my legacy so that my children and their grandchildren, I'm sorry, their children and their grandchildren will be able to take what I've written in manuscript and get something published at least once every 3 years. That is part of what we call being a good steward over your gifts and your talents. So yes, I will have the book written. Yes, I think we said first of spring. Yes.
Yep. Definitely okay. By then.
Yes.
So it's out there now.
Yeah.
Get busy.
Ouch.
I got a meet and greet to plan, so I need product. Oh boy, excuse us.
Speaking of what we said last week, remember the four principles, yes?
Yes, the four principles. Yeah. Apply everything that
absolutely.
You're saying.
Absolutely. Yep. Productivity. You got to have product out there. You got to multiply. You got to replenish and you got to subdue. And we have work to do, guys. We have a lot of work to do and we're going to get it done. Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. I can't say it enough. And you may say, well, she keeps saying that. You have no earthly idea of what this feels like to know that I get to wake up every morning and I'm grateful to God to get to do something that I really love doing, which is living. I don't know how to die, so I've got to live, guys. And that goes full circle. We got to live. And even in death, that is part of living. So we celebrate the life, the memories that people give to us to share. Very important. Very, very important.
And that is just gracious of you too to understand that your journey has so much to do with your audience, your followers, everybody, you know, the way you motivated people, you know, before the show today. I mean, that is becomes part of your program everywhere you go. So that's amazing. And, you know, you being on a journey with the Dr. Tanji show, I mean, she wins, we win. I mean, we look forward to being in whatever city you're in. If you're in Los Angeles, you'll be at some of her, you know, events that are coming up and multimedia events and just so many things going on. So we just welcome that and excited and just know there's some incredible things going on. And I'm just looking at how many dings I'm getting for Dr. Tanji. And I'm like, she's got product to get ready. Somebody else is asking me another question about you. I was like, stand by.
Ouch. You know, you've heard me say, if you have to get ready, that you're not ready. I am guilty of that right now because this is something that really should have been done long time ago. And I know my daughter Frances is probably saying, uh-huh. And then my other daughter Ty is saying, uh-huh, ma, good for you because you're not ready. But after today, I will be. I am now. I am ready. So I'll have it done. Absolutely. You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show, and we are here on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 Central, where my mama and family are, and then, of course, on the East Coast at 5. And it's always wonderful to have you listen in and tune in. So thank you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you.
You also have so many interactive guests coming up.
Oh, yes.
Over the next few weeks. So it's going to be exciting guests from all over the country. So again, if you also have something that is empowering and motivating, by all means, please email us. Dr. Tanji, because we would love to spotlight you no matter where you are in the world. You can call in. Of course, we would like to have you live, but you can always call in and we can get things going. And your email.
Yes, if I am not mistaken. All right, let's see here. So the woman who has 15,000 emails. It is Tanji, T-O-N-G-I-E, at drtanjishow.com. That's T-O-N-G-I-E at D-R, T-O-N-G-I-E show. www.thedrvoice.com.
And thank you for that. And it's not like we don't know what we're doing. It's obvious we do. But we are under major layers of constructions of power. That's the only reason why. And I already have like 5 emails for us, so I want to make sure. You know, as we are multi-layering and motivating through media, that we have the right one so that the traffic, we want to see each and every, you know, email and interaction that comes in, whether it's DM on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or at Dr. Tanji, anywhere that we are on it. And we cannot wait to interact with you. So many great things to take advantage of in such a time when people are doubting, are in pain. Thank you again for creating a platform to uplift people and let them know, you know what, we're going to get through.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's going to be okay.
Absolutely.
I really feel that and believe that with all that we have going on, with all of the doubt and pain and just destruction happening all day, every day. I mean, me being in media, I have to look at news and be aware of what is going on, current events all day, every day. But I mean, you can only tape us so much. I mean, can we get a little bit of an uplift story in there? Okay, a couple bad. Can I get a couple good ones in here?
Right.
Or can we talk about a child that is doing great, who didn't have a pot to piss in, but getting 4 offers from Ivy League?
Come on.
Can they get some airtime?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely. I like that.
They're coming on a Dr. Tanji show.
How about that?
That's what's going to happen.
And please, by all means, I'm going to piggyback off of what Jeannie said so eloquently. It is a show to uplift, inspire, and to motivate. And if you are doing something that you feel like, you know what, I want to bring this to market, by all means, give us an opportunity to kind of love on you and give you the audience that you may be in need of and that connection. Because we are, and I said all the time, we really need one another. Once upon a time, I used to think that I didn't need, I'll go out and I'll do and I'll provide and I'll do this and then I'll come back and be a blessing and bada, bada, bada. But in order for you to get there, you're going to need someone, whether they're holding your ladder, whether they're praying for you, whether they're telling you that you can do it, or whether they're kind of betting that you won't. You know, faculties, we do need people in our lives, and it is an honor to have people that really do hold your ladder and that do want the best for you, that expect the best from you, and we have work to do.
Absolutely, and it's getting done, and it's getting done.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, I wanted to, the last few minutes of the show, just to make certain that, again, wherever you may find yourself, I do not want you to give up. I do not want you to quit. And everyone may not be in a valley or have a valley experience. You may be getting ready to sign a multimillion-dollar deal or walking into, you know, a platform or on a platform that you could only dream about. I would implore you that if you find yourself in areas that are very foreign to you and they're good, you're experiencing good things, when you have tasted that success, when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is so God. This is, you know, I worked and I did this, but please be careful not to take all of the credit. Please be careful. It's not about making anyone feel alienated because you're saying, wow, look at God, man, look at this. You know, how did I get here? It's all about saying there is absolutely no way that I could have done this by myself. And I told people all the time, I'm not smart enough. Nope, not that smart. You know, they say, well, you've got an MD behind your name and this and that. And I tell them, but man, it was so God. You know, it's how bad do you really want it? How bad are you willing to say, you know what, I'm going to see if I can really do this. And I'll do it in you. And no matter what it looked like, no matter how many times I have to get up and start over again, I'll continue doing this. And if you really are committed, my grandmother, my mama, my aunt, friends and family would always tell me, if you make one step, I promise you he'll make two. And that really is the truth. So get up, get busy, do not what makes you feel good, but use your gift to serve others. That's what we're here for. We have these wonderful gifts. And if you don't know what it is, don't go around asking people, what do you think my gift is? Spend some time with the Creator. He'll tell you. And then he'll give you those secret things that nobody knows, not even the prophet. Nobody knows those things but him. And then he'll bring you before great men and women. And you'll be able to do those things that you were supposed to be doing, whether it's dig a well in Tanzania or open a bank and go to Haiti and help them build houses and those things. You know, what nation have you been assigned to? I know. What do you mean, what nation, Dr. Tanji? I just want to pay the light bill. I just want to make sure the cognos paid. I get that, honey. I do. But there comes a time in your life where you really have to be about your dad's business. What nation? What nation did he give you? What are you supposed to do? What are you angry about? I asked myself that question the other day. I said, what am I really angry about? What makes me so angry that I just lose it? And then I said, poverty. Poverty makes me so angry that I lose it. You want to hear me get on a soapbox? Boy, let me see poverty going on. And I'm not talking socioeconomics. No, my friend. I'm talking unproductivity. That's poverty. You remember he did say the poor will always be with you, the unproductive. If you know that you've got a talent, or your child has a talent, and you're not putting that child in the right environment, then you're going to cause that baby or even yourself to be unproductive. That makes me angry. How dare you? And I'm talking to myself. Charles asked about the book. Charles, I'm talking to me. How dare me not write the book or the books? How dare me give an excuse as to why? Once upon a time, it was because I didn't have a computer. Bam, got a computer. Now what? So we don't have any reasons to be unproductive. And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Get busy. Do those things that you're supposed to be doing. Don't waste any more time. No more feeling sorry for yourselves. And if, again, you find yourself in a position where you've got the power to forgive and forget, remember, there's a part A and part B, do it. And you don't even have to tell the person that you did it. Just the next time you see them, hey, how are you? And genuinely mean it. How's the family? You don't necessarily have to hang out in that circle, but you do have to forgive and you do have to forget. And it'll be so empowering for you. I promise you, it's mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. I'm looking down at my phone, and I won't do that again because I keep getting text messages. I guess my bangles are too loud.
That's our sound crew, and I appreciate that. It's probably dinging all in their ears. Absolutely, yeah.
Sorry about that. We've got a running joke in the house, Jeannie, that when I'm climbing the stairs, you can always tell when I'm home because I have that jingle going
on.
All
the bangles going on.
And then, you know what? I even said, that's just the angels, me announcing the angels that I'm home.
Look, radio and television, it's like feedback. It hurts the eardrum.
Sorry about that. I'm sitting on my hands now. Wow. I'm really excited again. 323-203-0815 at Dr. Tanji on Instagram. At Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram and Facebook, and of course on Twitter, all of the social platforms. It is an honor to be here with you for the next 2 minutes.
2 minutes to go. Again, just want to reiterate, there's so many major announcements coming, so stay interactive. Again, if you have product. You have a message. You have a testimony. How did I get here? Again, it doesn't have to be anything that you have to be on some major platform or have anything out. Maybe you were just in a grocery store and you were motivated to create something, you know, right in your garage or in your bedroom.
How about that?
Guess what? We want to hear about that too, because I can't tell you how many millionaires were in the same spot, or that vision helped hundreds of students who have now gone on to college levels or have already started their businesses in middle and high school. Yeah. Please don't underestimate your gift.
Yeah.
Please, I am begging you on behalf of the Dr. Tanji Show.
Yeah.
That is our mission. That is, I actually, you know what? That's our challenge to you.
Huh.
How about that?
I like
it. We'll throw it back to you. And then you send it back to us and we talk about it. So again, send it in, interact with Dr. Tanji, email us. Looking forward to hearing from you. So many empowering guests coming up. I really want to tell you, but Dr. Tanji, we got to be quiet. It's just that big.
It really is. Some
events that we have coming up that, of course, you have a VIP status too, just for tuning in and being on this journey with Dr. Tanji.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so very much for making this an absolutely wonderful day. God bless you, bless you. Whatever you do, don't quit. You have the power to forgive and forget. I love you so very much. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Bye. Trick or treat. Meow.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.